Hello, and welcome everyone to another episode of FinTrust Capital Advisors from the Desk Of, our podcast about markets, life, and things financial. My name is Donna Rasile, Senior Vice President and Investment Advisor at FinTrust Capital Advisors. I am excited to share today an area of philanthropy whose focus is in impact investing, otherwise referred to as venture philanthropy. To help provide insight in this topic today, I'm joined with Mike Gatchell, Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Abundance Capital. Mike's professional background includes a blend of business, higher education, nonprofit, and community development, offering distinct insights from guiding Abundance Capital. He has extensive experience in fundraising, leadership, relationship management, and strategic development. Mike, thanks for being with us today. I look forward to our conversation. So let's go ahead and dive in. What exactly is venture philanthropy, and how does it differ from traditional philanthropy?
Well, first off, Donna, thanks for having me on the podcast. It's a pleasure to be here. So venture philanthropy is a powerful way to use tax-deductible giving to make actual investments in high-impact companies, real estate projects, and even nonprofits. Rather than just giving money away, as is the case with traditional philanthropy, venture philanthropy has the potential to earn a financial return while doing good, making philanthropy more of a renewable or evergreen resource.
Great. Wow, that sounds really interesting. I'm excited to learn more. How exactly does it work?
The concept of venture philanthropy has actually been around since the 1970s, so it's nothing new. Until recently, the only way for individuals to participate was to make a contribution to a nonprofit pool fund, which would then make impact investments, and any returns that would come off of those investments would remain in the fund, so just straight contribution. But now, often with the help of intermediaries like Abundance, it's become more popular for foundations and donor advised funds to make direct investments into businesses, projects, or funds, with the returns off those investments actually accruing back into those giving vehicles for the donor to reinvest or grant.
I'd love to learn a little bit about your vision and why you started Abundance Capital.
Yeah, thanks for that. Let me define Abundance Capital first. So Abundance Capital is a nonprofit venture philanthropy intermediary helping charitable donors use their tax-deductible giving to make private investments and loans in their communities. The short answer as to why we started it is that we recognize that we're living in a time when private resources and undeployed or accumulating philanthropy are at record levels. Yet for a number of reasons, our local economies remain vulnerable. We've got so many talented entrepreneurs and innovative ideas that just sit on the sidelines because they can't access capital. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to see if we could radically expand the impact that philanthropy could have on local economic development, and at the same time, help donors stretch the value of their giving.
That's great. What a wonderful vision. I know that you're structured as a donor advised fund sponsor, but I'm curious, how are you different from a community foundation or other sponsors?
Yeah, great question. We actually got into this work because we were motivated by the local mission of community foundations. And now we're actually beginning to partner with them to help provide venture philanthropy to their donors. So community foundations traditionally serve philanthropic donors and local nonprofits with a wide range of beneficial services. Those services include the ability to set up a donor advised fund, but like most donor advised funds, while those funds are waiting to be granted, they can only be invested in publicly traded mutual funds or cash accounts. With Abundance, donor advised funds are set up specifically to make private investments and loans in their communities, whether that's into businesses or projects that meet certain impact standards.
So how do donors decide what to invest in? Do they choose from a menu or do they bring their own ideas to the table?
A little of both. More and more donors are bringing us their own ideas for investments based on their interests, their objectives, or their experiences. But we're out there constantly scouting for ideas to share with them as well. And these ideas often come from the various professional networks and partnerships that we're establishing. Either way, that the process ends up being the same. Donors ultimately will recommend that we use their funds to make an investment. Then we screen, execute, and follow up with the investments, monitoring them along the way, and making it really easy for donors as we handle all the details and the compliance. And then we put any returns, and this is the key to this whole process, we put any returns that come off of those investments back into the donor's donor advised fund account so they can reinvest. And this creates that evergreen or renewable effect that I mentioned before.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, at FinTrust, you know, our team looks forward to our collaboration with your firm, specifically for those clients who are philanthropy focused and truly want to make an impact in the community. I'd love for you to share how someone can find out a little bit more about venture philanthropy and also, you know, how can they work with Abundance Capital?
Yeah, thanks for that question, Donna. The best place to start is our website, abundancecap.org. That's abundancecap.org. From there, folks can find a way to email or call us for more information. But we also welcome referrals from trusted advisors like you all at FinTrust. We love to help folks come up with plans to incorporate venture philanthropy into their giving strategies. With us, the relationships matter most.
Absolutely. Well, we really appreciate your time today, Mike, and so happy you've been able to share with our listeners today a little bit more about venture philanthropy. Thank you all for listening today. We hope you found this podcast to be informative and thought-provoking. It is our goal at FinTrust to provide insightful topics to add to your overall client experience. As always, if you have questions, please feel free to reach out. We're happy to speak with you. We look forward to the next time you join us for From the Desk Of podcast.
Securities offered through FinTrust Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and investment advisory services offered through FinTrust Capital Advisors, LLC. Insurance services offered through FinTrust Insurance and Benefits, Inc. Any views expressed in this message are those of the individual sender, except where the message states otherwise and the sender is authorized to state them through the views of any such entity. Trade instructions may not be accepted via email. This material does not constitute an offer to sell, solicitation of an offer to buy, recommendation to buy, or representation as to suitability or appropriateness of any security, financial product, or instrument, unless explicitly stated as such in the transcript or audio of the podcast. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future returns. Performance numbers have not necessarily been independently reviewed or audited, and therefore we make no representation as to its accuracy. Any reference to the terms of any contract should be treated as preliminary only and subject to our formal written confirmation. This information should not be construed as legal, regulatory, tax, or accounting advice. This message and any attached materials is for the sole use of the intended recipient or recipients and may contain information that is privileged, confidential, and exempt from disclosure under applicable law. Any review, dissemination, distribution, or duplication of this communication is strictly prohibited.